Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're speaking about the tragic death of the Game Reserve CEO, Mark Rutherford, and that was following an elephant trampling incident. It has shocked the conservation and tourism community and reignited conversations about human and animal interactions. To me, it also adds to my fear and maybe respect of elephants that I spoke about a little bit earlier. Joining us is Tammy Egling, a conservationist and a researcher. Tammy, a very, very good morning. I'm hoping you're well. Help us unpack what might have led to that, to this tragedy.
Good morning. Yeah, it was a very, very unfortunate event, and never great for the conservation world or for our understanding of such an incredible species. I think it's, you know, if you're not there, it's hard to know, but a lot of these things are just, it's kind of maybe just a misunderstanding between humans and our respect for wildlife as a whole, and then, of course, a species like elephants that, you know, are so awe-inspiring, but still dangerous. And sometimes I think we just become a little bit complacent, and it's just these moments that is often when, you know, mistakes and things like this tend to happen.
Are there generally warning signs that an elephant would show before charging or becoming aggressive?
They're quite good at showing agitation. They might trumpet, or they'll do body posturing, or they'll kind of take the attention away from what they are doing naturally and show attention to what's disturbing them. They often won't charge. They definitely don't charge an attack unprovoked. There tends to be always a good cause as to why they would even do that. A lot of the time they move away from disturbance and prefer not to confront, especially with humans and things like that. In a case like this, there was someone on foot, and a lot of these tramplings are when people on foot and are approaching an elephant or coming within an elephant's space, which is very unusual. This is not how elephants encounter humans. It's definitely a threatening situation to a human and an elephant. When an elephant sees a human on foot, it's not a situation they're used to. And if that personal threat doesn't move out the way for fear of themselves or for their family, they will just be very protective. And that's often when you have them then charging and following through with this uncertain thing in their environment.
So what would the protocols be when encountering an elephant, either in a vehicle or on foot? How common are these incidents?
You know, they're not common, but they're more common than they should be, especially with protocols. On foot and led by guides, the protocols are very different, but they're very different environments. And I think a lot of space is given to elephants. And most of the time it's done in such a way that the elephants are not aware of people on foot who are viewing them. Very different protocols, very strict, and those guides are very well trained because they're in a much more vulnerable position than in a vehicle. From a vehicle, protocols, not that they're kept, should, you know, essentially at least be that you're parking or passing by elephants at least 50 meters away, maybe 30 meters away, depending on the environment. And you give elephants a lot of space. You don't force them to have to move away or respond to you unnecessarily. They can continue their natural behavior. You know, we are in their environments. And one should never, ever get out of a vehicle in these situations when you're a guide, being driven around on game drives or self-driving. A lot of these freak accidents have also happened when guests have unknowingly gotten out of vehicles or ignored rules or advice, gotten out of vehicles and started approaching elephants to take pictures or things like that. So that is absolutely a no-go. And the same thing with hides or around game lodges and stuff. People who tend to approach closely to a fence where there's an elephant on the other side, they forget now this is a very large animal and a fence is not going to protect them. And now trust that and will walk out the entrance of a hide or something, and then they're very vulnerable. So very much against protocols. One should not be doing that.
It's obviously very difficult to balance tourism and conservation, because tourism is often something that not only educates, but it actually does fund conservation. How do you ensure human safety and animal dignity?
Yeah, it is a very tricky balance, because I think sometimes guides or reserves or whatever, they try to create such a great tourist product that it's sometimes the focus gets shifted from just the guest satisfaction, maybe away from what is the right thing by the animals or that level of respect. So I think each place tries to find its own balance, but it's really just to maintain that this very tourism product is around this wildlife. And so to get that right, to avoid incidences and make sure your wildlife is as happy and at ease as possible, is what's going to help your tourism product, and not just chasing proximity to animals for the best photograph in the quickest space of time.
So
we just slow it down and educate tourists that it's more about an experience and not just, you know, that one picture or close encounter.
That is all we have time for, unfortunately. Tammy Eggerling, thank you for joining us on such short notice. Tammy is a conservationist and an elephant researcher. It is 8:33.